Today is Monday, May 24th. Today we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, and hot topics and give our favorites from New Music Friday. I'm sorry, I'm a little exhausted. I'll before we get into sports, I just started teaching spin class again. Why are you laughing so hard?
Because I just want to have like signs every time we do something, just put up a sign. Every time we start the podcast. Hello.
Well, you were laughing because I typed up Tuesday, May 25th, because I thought we might do this tomorrow, but I correct
auto-corrected. You gotta get a calendar or something, man. It's not a... I don't know what you're doing over there.
No, I thought we might record tomorrow because I didn't know how I'd feel. So I am teaching spin classes again. First group spin class since COVID that I taught, and I'm teaching Monday nights now, 7 to 8 in freaking Brooklyn, the BK Lounge.
B-Town. BK Lounge.
That's about an hour from me on the train. Yeah. So I'm exhausted and I'm a little like, you know, like my adrenaline's still high, but I'm coming off of it. So I'm like a little punch drunk right now. I just ate. So hopefully that'll help.
But, might just put you to sleep.
Yeah. So as the podcast goes on, I'll just like I'll start yawning. But yeah, so I am back to teach. So Holly Hustles is back. I am hustling. Woo! Once again.
Feel alive again.
Brooklyn is cool. I'm in Bushwick. I won't really talk about the place that much because it's an apartment building, so it's for private people that live there. So it's not like you can join anyway. But yeah, I'm in Brooklyn.
It's a secluded community.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't got money. Fancy. You ain't got money to be there.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta have money. I'm getting paid $50 a class, okay? It's how you know. $50 to work out. I said, yeah, sure. Once a week isn't bad. Okay, so that will... And I have a dummy of the day, and it is me, and I'll talk about that sometime after science. Yeah. But I will... The spin class, I do want to say, we are still masked. And I'm like... I'm trying to talk to management to... If I'm like... If we're all vaxxed and everyone feels safe, can we... Just for... These people were struggling. And I was struggling.
Yeah, I mean, if everyone's vaxxed, you should be able to take them off.
I mean, it is, one, there's, it's New York at night, so, it's New York at night, I mean, it's 10 p.m. here, and usually we're not recording this late, so you're gonna hear a lot of stuff like that. You might hear some motorcycle gangs.
I hate motorcycle, that's something I want to talk about. I hate anything that's loud, especially at night.
And they do it extra loud, like, by my window.
Are you by a stoplight?
And, yeah.
That's why, because they're like, oh, I'm gonna rev my engine.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm right next to the stoplight.
Oh, yeah, and, you're getting all the noises.
And my window is facing the street, which I'm thankful to have a window facing the park in New York City. But at the same time, all night, every night, it's loud, especially summer. Everyone's outside now. And,
yeah, well,
you know,
COVID
everyone's
being
vaccinated.
Over, yeah.
And
well, COVID's
I get
not over,
it.
But yeah.
But yeah, so I'm like praying, though, to take these freaking masks off while we can only have 8 people in the
room.
It's
hard. It's
big. There's freaking no AC in there, so we're like, I'm like pulling my mask down to like drink water. I'm like, all right, guys. And it's like when your instructor is having problems breathing. I mean, I was okay, but like I could see them, man. Their faces.
And then your mask gets all sweaty. You feel gross. And
oh yeah, it's like it's just not good. At least let me take my mask off. They have to keep.
I don't care about you, heathens.
But anyway, I digress. So let's move into sports. The Sixers. When the first game of the playoffs, they playing again Saturday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
They play
Wednesday.
Saturday, but I think they play Saturday too, but Wednesday.
Okay. No. I know. They play earlier than that. Okay. But they play at night. How was the game? I did not watch.
It was good. I mean, we were pretty sloppy to start out, and the refs were fucking us over like always, but it was a good game. I mean, we didn't play our best, and we still beat them by like 8 points. It was really not even... Well... It was a decent game at the end. They made it pretty close, but I don't think we're going to have any problems in this series. So, 5 games. I say 5 games. We'll win it.
Sweet. I guess we're playing pretty well. I plan on watching some games because I want to be able to give some good input. Something
well,
other
I mean,
than football.
The next round is going to be really good. I don't think. I mean, we'll probably. Play the Bucks, which is gonna actually no. We're gonna play the Knicks or the Hawks. So we might play the Knicks. It could be a New York Philly rivalry.
How much are tickets to that rivalry game? Gotta be rich.
Yeah, but there is something. I'm glad you brought that up. So Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets are having trouble selling tickets for their playoff games. You can get a Brooklyn Nets ticket for $90 right now to the playoff game.
Should I buy one?
If you want to go see the Nets. I mean, you get to see like three of the best players in the league, so.
Yeah, I should. I mean, it could be a fun experience.
Yeah, I mean, $90 for a playoff game. They're playing the Boston Celtics. You and your mans can go. You and your mans could have a nice little trip to Barclays Center.
Yeah, I mean, I'm practically in Brooklyn like every day now, so.
Might as well stop by for a game, see what the city's hitting for.
So who the Sixers play? The Knicks, though.
So they would either play the Knicks or the Hawks.
In the motherland.
Well, no, we would have home field advantage. No matter who we play, okay. We have home field advantage until the finals.
Okay. I love that you knew that. I meant, like, the Mecca. Madison Square Garden, motherland.
No. We would play there, like, three games, I think. But,
yeah. But those tickets would be crazy.
Oh, yeah, especially because Philly is so close to New York. It's going to be like a... Someone described it as it could be like UNC versus Duke. Like, you know how they're very close to each other and it's always like dual sided with the fans.
Yeah. Sorry to go out of frame. There was a cat stuck in and she was meowing, so I didn't want her on the podcast.
There's a cat? Your cat or just a cat?
My room. My cat just somehow in the bedroom. Oh my God. Sorry. That's my email. This is going smoothly. Smoothly. Yes, there was a bodega cat in my bedroom. No, my roommate's cat. She was stuck in here, and she has like the most manly meow for a female cat.
Meow,
like a cow. I don't mean to make fun of her because she's a beautiful cat and I love her. But
yeah, it's mental health awareness month. You can't be making fun of people, man. Come on.
Oh man, I know. I just gave so much positivity during spin class too. I used all of it. So now I'm like in joke mood. Yeah. Now I'm like, I want to make fun of people. I gave too much goodness out.
Yeah. But hate balances out the love. So you can't be all love. It's phony.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like I gave out a lot of love tonight because I saw people dying with their masks on. And now I'm like, let's make fun of some stuff.
like the people that were dying with their masks on.
Where were we? Yes. So I do want to see how much those tickets go for, though. I'm intrigued. But yeah, I'm going to try. How many games are the Nets going to play?
I mean, they're the best team on paper, so they could go all the way. I don't know if they're always going to be $90 for every series. I mean, this is just the first series. But right now you can get them for $90. Well, that was like two days ago. It could be sold out now because everybody heard about it. But
if people heard, it's done. Yeah, in New York, if there's a deal, it's done before it leaves someone's mouth because someone tweeted about it, you know, an hour before.
Yeah, I wonder how much Knicks and Sixers tickets would be, though. I'm assuming, depending on capacity, like for a nosebleed seat, like $200, $300.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's not worth it for me. I don't love basketball that much to pay that money.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I do want to talk a little bit about baseball. Actually, I want to talk about the Mets. I don't know if you know.
Yes. And it's funny that you put this here because I was at the Braves game in Atlanta last week. And they were playing the Mets. And
world traveler.
Yes, world traveler. Vaccinated traveler. Hashtag. and I noticed that they only had like three starters playing. And then one of their better players got hit in the face, and he was also injured. Right. Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like I think it was like a 96-97 mile an hour fastball right to the face. And if you saw pictures of him, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Oh, I saw it. It looked like he went in a UFC fight.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. So everyone on the Mets, I think there's like, on their injury list, there's like 16 people.
Holy shit!
Yeah, no, it's insane. Like if you go on Twitter, it's like. My one friend was like, I could probably go try out for the Mets right now. Like, they need people.
Have they been winning games, though? I'm about to check. I mean, that's...
Yes, they are winning still. This is insane. You need to look this up. I think you'll be impressed.
No, I knew they had a lot of players out. Let's see. Did they win tonight? No, they lost tonight. But still, I mean, The Phillies have
they're still like, doing well.
The Phillies have three of their best players out, and they can't win a game. They couldn't win with them in either, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I mean they're not doing terrible. I mean,
no, they're not.
They're playing with like a minor league squad, so.
And the Phillies are coming to the Mets at the end of June, and there's a doubleheader, and so I'm planning to go to that.
Doubleheader? Both games?
Yeah. I might not stay all both games, but...
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
It'll be a good bang for your buck.
Yeah, yeah, you go there, get tailgate, get a little lit up, go on the game. Yeah. See, the thing is, you got to get lit up before the game, because the beers are too expensive in the park.
Yeah,
so you tailgate, you get pretty drunk. Like, not drunk where you're just stupid.
Well, you can go to the City Field. I mean, there's, like, breweries and stuff right around there.
That's how Atlanta was, too. But, yeah, but if you're just a tailgater, you go out there, you have about 6-7 beers. You got to be able to control yourself, though. Don't go into the game and get thrown out like an idiot. You got to find the pocket. And then once you're in the game,
I've never been thrown out of a game in my life. But I'm saying there's... From what WU?
Yeah, but, you know how people get. Like, they get too drunk and they're assholes. And then you go in the game, you have one beer through the first four innings, and you have another beer, and you just maintain a buzz throughout the whole game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend works for MLB, so we're trying to get that good.
The good seats or the good deals?
All of it.
Everything.
He went to a Mets game the other day. I wonder if he listens to this podcast. That'd be funny. I doubt it. But he went to the Mets game the other day, and he... they had, like, the best seats right behind home plate, like, the specialty area famous people. That's where famous people sit. They saw Tracy Morgan. Like, they were right next to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, free food, and it was crazy, they said. It was, like, the nicest baseball experience they've ever had in their lives. And that he was, like, finally working for MLB paid off.
You should get box seats from him. Get a little box action.
I know, right? So we'll see what happens, but, yeah, and he's a Mets fan, so it'll be fun to go to the Phillies-Mets game together. The other thing I want to bring up is golf. You know, I'm getting into golf now.
Yeah.
And Phil Mickelson, they had the PGA Championship. He won it. Good old Phil. He's the oldest player to win. He's 50.
Old man Phil.
Yeah, he looks good. He's in shape. Yeah. He's tan. Very tan.
Mm-hmm.
He really worked on his tan, and it was really cool. I don't know if you saw any clips or if you paid attention at all, but the final round was Sunday, and it was like not typical golf crowd. It was like everyone's been pent up, and like golfers are, you know, they get kind of rowdy and drunk anyway.
Yeah.
But usually for golf events, people are pretty tame, but like because Phil was winning and it was like a historic moment, you just had like everyone in the stands poured onto the golf course, like you would see in a basketball arena for college.
Yeah.
And it was so, they had to like get police out there to like keep the people back.
The people were going crazy.
They had to get a rope to like hold them back. It was crazy. And they were like able to touch him. Like they had to get him out of the mob.
What?
So that
was after he won.
No, this was before his winning shot. They're just mobbing because they knew like he would make the putts kind of thing. And Brooks Koepka was in
second.
Wasn't
he mad because everyone was so loud?
I don't know. I find that hard to believe because Brooks is like a really chill, cool guy. I mean, maybe they pushed his buttons. Maybe he was mad that he was so close to Phil and couldn't beat him and he was just aggravated.
Yeah.
He's also injured. I mean, Phil is also 50, so you have to take these things into consideration.
Yeah, exactly.
But he looked kind of, at the end, I thought he'd be more excited for Phil, but he was kind of like, all right, like, enjoy it, man. Like, he's mad that he lost.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would be too.
He's a big, even though he's a chill guy, like, he's still a competitor.
Oh, yeah.
He's still one of the best golfers, you know, in the world. So, I mean, they both are. And so he's not going to be like, yay.
Good job, Phil. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, he was like, enjoy it. Like, you know, like, I lost by 2 strokes. You know, it's that kind of thing. It's like,
exactly.
It sucks. So it was a really cool moment, though, to witness. And it was cool to see golf be exciting because usually it's like a snooze fest.
It's kind of boring sometimes.
So when you see something big like that and everyone storms the green, the course won today.
The fans won. No, the fans won.
but yeah, so that was pretty cool. Yeah. Other than that, I don't have any NFL news. Kind of quiet right now.
Julio, Julio Jones is requesting a trade. He said he's done in Atlanta.
Really? I did not see this.
So he was on, you know, Undisputed, the show with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. So Shannon called him on air, and he was like, yeah, I'm out of Atlanta. I'm done with them. And he was like, you want to go to the Cowboys? He's like, no, I'm not going to the stink Cowboys. I want to win. But now there's rumors that the Eagles might pick up Julio Jones.
He wants to come to the Eagles?
I mean, he doesn't really have a choice. He's asking for a trade, so it's wherever he goes. But they want they want a first for him. I don't think I would give up a first round pick for him just because he's old.
I wouldn't give up. No way.
I give him, no I give him like a third and a fourth. Maybe a second. Maybe.
I give him a third. Good compromise.
We'll give him a third and we'll give you, I don't know, some receiver.
Bubblegum.
A third and a receiver.
Dollar and a quarter.
Yeah. $1.25.
I saw that you finally put our stuff on TikTok. I didn't know. I didn't know we were on TikTok until the other day.
Did you see the one person was calling you an idiot because you didn't know the draft?
Yeah, that's why I was saying I didn't see that NFL news. Oh no, this guy's gonna call me out again. This troll. I was gonna ask if you knew him.
No, I have no idea who it is. That's good though. That's a good thing. We want people to engage, whether it's hate or people call us an idiot. Yeah. Because I don't care. You can call me an idiot.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
No, I thought it. I admit it. I was like, I didn't watch the rest of it. Just like I said, I didn't watch the Sixers. Like, that's why we have both of us here for commentary. You didn't watch the golf. Like, just goes back and forth. It's like, oh, you commented on the booing and the chair, which were funny things, okay, bro? I'm not triggered.
I swear I'm not triggered. I'm not mad at all.
No, we welcome all comments. I mean, honestly, I have pretty thick skin. I was in pageants as a kid. Like, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
I've been judged for my looks and everything from looks to brains. So whatever, say whatever you want. I had to get a PhD and that shit sucked. people told me I was dumb a lot. So you're not the only one.
Mental health awareness month.
Yes. I mean, I was pretty mean to you. I should apologize.
That's why I have all these issues.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm trying to make up for it now.
This is what we talk about on Mental Health Awareness Month.
No, we should mention it, you know. It's important. We all struggle with that.
Oh, everyone does, yeah.
Well, actually, I have that in the hot topics a little bit, so we can mention briefly. But we should move on to science. We probably spent too much time off topics and on tangents. So that's all for sports. So moving on to science. There was a new study that actually came out. People are starting to look at what happens when drugs are legalized, because now we have
data.
Cannabis is becoming legalized in many areas, you know, with Oregon decriminalizing like tons of drugs. Now we can start collecting, does this benefit us or does it not? Because, you know, people argue, you can't just legalize all the drugs. And then some people are like, you need to legalize all the, you know, what's the best? And the only way to figure that out is through data. I don't usually have opinion. I don't have strong opinions on these types of things until I have more data. So like there's things I have really strong opinions on, like abortions and those types of things that we have data on, and smoking cigarettes and things like that. But we don't have any data on this. And I've talked about cannabis before. We have very little data on long-term effects of cannabis. So I don't like to put my two cents in because I like to be, I'm very data-driven and logical. And so this is new. It's very exploratory. So I'll just kind of give you what they found. So this was 2021, 17 U.S. states and District of Columbia that have allowed people 21 or over to possess cannabis for recreational purpose. So they're looking at what happens when you legalize weed, basically. And it was associated with the following responses in the illegal drug market in these states. So there was a 9.2% decrease in street or illegal cannabis prices.
By the dip.
by the dip. Get your weed on the street instead. 19.5% decrease in low quality. I like that they split these up. Wow, that's I read this, but now I'm saying it out loud, that's funny. So they split it up between, I guess, high quality cannabis and like shitty cannabis. And so that has decreased 19.5%. So
I wanna know, is there like a guy in the data room who's like, yeah, this is some good stuff, man. We're gonna put that in that category.
Yeah, like how, what? I should have looked at the methods. 64% increase in heroin prices. So don't go buying heroin. It is at an all-time high because cannabis, like the weed is gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's dried up. 54% increase in heroin potency. So this is probably not good.
Not good.
7.3% increase in street illegal oxycodone prices. So basically you're seeing an increase in other illegal drugs because now cannabis is legal, which that could be an argument for then legalizing everything to make it safe. But right now there's still not enough data. 5.1% increase in hydrocodone prices and a 93% decrease in law enforcement seizures of cannabis, obviously. Because it's legal. I don't know why they threw that stat in there. I guess to show we're not arresting people.
Yeah.
And yeah. So
which is good though. Which is good. It stops other things from happening when you know, you get stopped for cannabis.
Yeah. So that's the data they've collected so far. Obviously not a lot, but very interesting to see that if you only legalize cannabis, you're going to get this high increase in a lot of other illegal drugs. So it'll be interesting to see how this data persuades policy change. So this is the type of science data that's cool because it can... I circled it like I was giving a presentation. Did you see me circle it on the Google Drive?
No, I don't think so.
I'm so used to giving talks. I'm like, these data. I like circled it like you guys can see. But anyway, yeah. Very cool that we're starting to get some data on these things.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. China is the second country. It wasn't Russia. I was surprised. China is the second country to land a rover on Mars. So we were the first, obviously, because we're the best. And China is coming in second. I mean, we pretty much own Mars, though. Like, they can't, like, we've, right? We've planted a flag or something.
I don't know how that works. I don't know if you
what's going to happen when, now, what if, okay, so China's up there now. Then we got Russia probably coming in next, let's be honest.
It's going to be a space war, I guess.
Yeah, like, a war for Mars? No one's gonna go up there and fight. What are the rovers are? Meh, 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 meh. It's gonna be like a
you can't shoot people in space. I mean, just, the bullets just gonna go.
It'll like be a slow motion fight.
I don't know.
Oh my god, sports betting will be at an all time high. Yeah, so that's something interesting to think about. But yeah, so China is the second. Get the conversation going. Space wars. Star Wars.
Yeah, but instead of like fighting weird creatures, we're fighting just humans that are trying to get space.
Always fighting ourselves. There was an article that just came out talking about aliens and how we probably won't be able to have sex with them. They just wanted people to know. Like that was a legit article. Like NASA says you probably won't be able to have sex with aliens. So like, don't get excited about that.
How do they even know?
Also, who asked that question? Excuse me?
Yeah, who came up with that article?
I don't know.
It's a think piece.
Yeah. Okay, the other news. Animals are now being recognized as sentient beings in the UK, meaning that their lives matter and that they have feelings. Animals were not recognized as... This is a law now. So they are sentient beings that can feel things, can't just do whatever willy-nilly you want. I mean, you shouldn't be, but now it's a law.
That's not a law in the U.S., though.
I don't think so. I think U.K. is the first to, like, lawfully say that.
Well, it should have always been that way. I mean, it's pretty fucking...
But there's no facts here, so I could be wrong. I can look that up. I have to look that up later.
It's 2021 and we're just now getting to realize animals have feelings and they actually matter. Like, duh. They have a nervous system. They have feelings.
They can't talk, but they're way better than humans are. So we should be counting them as sentient beings.
Everyone's had a dog. I mean, it's pretty simple.
You can see that they have feelings.
Oh, hell yeah. They're so. A lot of dogs and cats have big personalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if you've seen the new like buttons they have for animals where you can train them.
Oh,
to
so
talk.
Cool on TikTok. Yeah, it's so cool. They're like fluent. I pet. Want food.
Yeah.
Play.
It's really cool. They form sentences.
Yeah, and they'll even be like, I, and then, like, the animals that have, like, if it's a dog, and then, like, I don't know if it's a brother dog or just another dog, like, in the family, they'll be like, mm-hmm. I want to see Philip or whatever like that. I want to play with Ronald. I think it's so cool.
So cute. I want to train my, when I get a dog, I want to buy the fluent pet. I thought about buying it for my cat, but I don't know. She's too old, probably, to train her on that. Yeah. I don't know, though, because my, this one girl I knew on Facebook, I went to WU with her. She trained her cat. And her cat's pretty old. Yeah, she trained her. And her cat's just, like, pressing butt. It was so cool.
I think that's easier with cats because cats are, I don't know if they're more intelligent or they're just able to learn at older ages. I think it's easier with cats in that sense.
I don't know. My cat is so dumb. Like, I don't. She's the sweetest thing ever, but she, like, bless her heart type of thing, you know? Like, she'd be like... Boom, boom. Like, she just hit, like, the same.
Play,
like, she wouldn't
food.
Hit any other. I mean, she probably wouldn't even hit the button. She'd just go, like, stand next to it.
You gotta hit the button.
But yeah, so they are sentient beings. Now, the UK doing some good things lately. Having good vaccine response, having good, you know, being nice to animals. Go UK. Now, the did you know fact of the day. According to scientists, the human nose can detect and recognize 3 trillion different scents.
I knew that.
What? Yeah, you always saying you know everything, all these facts I say. I didn't know that it was that many. And I have terrible sense of smell, so I have a problem believing this. Some people can smell everything, though. Some people are very sensitive. My nose is not sensitive. I can't smell anything.
I have a good nose.
I can't see, but I can hear. And I can sing loud. So I think those are the compensations.
I can't see, like, either.
I can't. I'm blind.
I'm very good at hearing, though. Actually, over the years, it's gotten worse. But, I mean, I can detect things with
my ears. I'm very good at hearing and very good at, like, talking and singing. So I think...
I'm terrible at talking, but I can sing and rap a little bit. Which is funny, why I do a podcast, because I can't talk.
Yes, you can. You're a good commentator.
I can talk. Yeah, I'm not bad. I've gotten better.
I can talk. You're a human. You can talk. Okay. That's all I have for science. Move on to hot topics. We're probably running out of time. I feel like we've been talking for a while. Maybe I'm just I'm getting tired now. I'm still in, like, my gym clothes, like, disgusting. Okay, so... Well, I'll talk about this first since we were talking about mental health. I don't know if you saw this, but social media filters are making people depressed, obviously. And there's also a new type of, like, psychological disorder called Zoom dysmorphia. You know what body dysmorphia is?
Yeah.
Like, when you think you're super fat and you're not and things like that. And so there's a Zoom dysmorphia now because humans did not evolve to look at themselves constantly. And so now, like, before, it was not as bad. Like, we're on our phones and taking selfies every now and then, but it wasn't that bad. But now, because everything is on Zoom, you have to look at yourself all day for some jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, like, causing people, like, and the video is not great on some cameras. It makes you look bigger than you are. Like, it's terrible for mental health. So I just... wanted to make people aware that this is a thing, so be aware of it mentally. Social media filters are, like, outrageous now.
Oh, it's
crazy. I don't know if you've seen some of these filters, but, like, to get the Kylie Jenner look, like, there's a filter for that. I did it to myself, and I was like, oh, shit, like, I look way better like this, you know, like, with a sucked-in face and, like, big lips and, like, my eyes popping out of my head. I was like, look like a freaking anime character. So, like, young people, like, 13 years old are trying to get plastic surgery to look like these kids, that because there's kid stars that are coming up. People like Addison Rae, who, I mean, I'm not saying she has had plastic surgery. She's just beautiful. But, I mean, I don't know what's happened. But, you know, just people coming up that everything they put out is so filtered that people don't even realize. Like, we don't filter our podcast, the YouTube, but a lot of people put filters on all of these things.
Yeah, we're all we're an all natural podcast. No GMOs. Yeah, I mean, no, we're a plant-based podcast.
Yeah. But a lot of people like put out things that are, I mean, I do have a light on my face.
But that's just lighting. Like, I mean, that's not like a filter. That's just like good lighting.
Yeah. But like, that's the thing too. People take pictures in the best way possible. And like Instagram influencers have been showing that now, like, oh, if I don't pose like this, like I look like a normal person now. Like it's all about lighting and how you pose, and then the Facetune stuff, and then you can change everything about yourself pretty much. And some people don't realize. So now they're saying you should put out a disclaimer on all your photos. Anything that's edited, you need to say like, this is heavily edited, or this is airbrushed, blah, blah, blah. Because it's like really hurting some people. And Zoom is releasing filters now.
Wow.
You can have a filter while you're Zooming with people now.
We gotta get filters for ourselves. We should do that, like give ourselves like big lips and like a nose reduction and
Yeah. But now it's causing young kids to get surgery because it's unrealistic the way that they look, and like the Snapchat filters where you look like a dog and all that, and you look, it's like,
yeah, I mean, I'm just glad we didn't have that growing up.
I was thinking the same thing.
12, 13, 14, like, we had just gotten phones and social media wasn't big. And there was no filters.
Bad.
There was no filters. You didn't, like, compare yourself to people online. Like, you just kind of...
People were happier back then.
Yeah, people were happier. We were less informed. It was a less informed generation.
Less informed.
But
less
happier.
Informed.
A lot less depression.
Happier with ourselves.
Happier with ourselves.
Yeah.
And ignorance is bliss, you know? That's what they say. Like, the less you see, the less
you... It came out of price.
Everything comes out of price.
It does.
Nothing's
so deep.
when the app or the website's free, you are the product.
Yeah,
nothing's free.
I mean,
nothing in the world is... Literally, nothing is free. Freedom's not free.
Like, I mean, yeah, people have to fight for it.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm just saying, this is getting out of control. Out of control.
Yeah, we're at a tipping point.
You gotta be kidding me.
We're at a tipping point. I've noticed a lot of people, and I don't know, just because of the month we're in with it, you know, being Mental Health Awareness Month. But I've seen a lot more people saying they're taking breaks from social media. They're, like, going dark on the web and, like, they're, you know, deleting apps and maybe only going on Twitter or only going on, you know, TikTok or limiting their time online. So I think it's something everyone should do, especially once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's times where I just get really annoyed and I don't post or go on, you know, for like a week straight or something. I know that's not like a long time, but it's...
Yeah, you got to watch what you consume, because a lot of stuff you don't even realize you're consuming. Like, I'll even read sports articles and I read the comments and I get mad because these people are so stupid. And I'm like, wait, why am I getting mad for? Like, this doesn't matter.
The problem with me is, like, because of COVID, I can't, like, go shopping like I normally would every now and then. So, like, Instagram has learned that I like to shop online. They target me with, like, the clothes that I love. And I'm like, oh, I need all of these things now. And then I'm, like, down a rabbit hole of, like, looking on all these websites. And then I've wasted, like, an hour just looking at models in all the clothes I want to wear. And I'm like, oh. I'm just
Did you see that? I don't know if we talked about this before, but did you see that with the new update, Apple has to ask you to track, like any app has to ask you to track, what's it called? I don't know if it's cookies or... Basically, you can say you can't track me, and that way they can't get the data from you, and so, you know.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so whenever you update...
I gotta cut off Instagram on these ads.
So, yeah, update your app, and then I think it will ask you, it'll say, can this app track your whatever data, and you say no or yes.
See, but then I'm like, oh, but what if I miss something?
Yeah,
good?
Exactly. That's what
they
I'm
got
thinking.
Me
I'm
already.
Like, I'm like, well, you know, they always offer me some good products I love. Now
they
gonna
got
offer-
us. They don't even need to. They'll let us hurt ourselves.
Yeah, it's self-destructive. That's what humans do. We're self-destructive.
We're like, given the option. Well, it was an option. I chose it.
I chose this life. I chose this path.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just getting out of hand. It's crazy. So I hope you guys are doing all right out there. Try not to look at everyone's Instagram pictures and highlight reels because that's not real. Yeah, and you know, and we all know it. We all know that. So just got to remind ourselves. And I don't know what else to say about it.
It's true. It's just a highlight reel.
But yeah, and I know. I mean, you've been doing that. You've been posting about that on TikTok and stuff too.
What?
Just getting out in nature, doing other things. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Getting outside is important. You know, it's super important, especially when you... I think it's just as important when you're younger as when you're older, you know? Like, we got... The reason I love outside so much is because we... That's what we did as a kid. We played outside, you know? We rode bikes. We explored nature. It was fun.
It was always fun. We were always playing sports outside, like... Yeah. The kids that are just inside, like, on their phones. Man, I feel bad. I was thinking about that. I was like, man, if I have a kid, I don't know.
I mean, it's a dichotomy because, like, you don't want to be that parent that's like,
yeah, like my friend's time, I was like, Mitch, your friend's depressed, okay? Your friend's going to have depression. You want to have depression. You want to have therapy bills in 10 years? I'm saving you.
go outside on that damn bicycle and explore.
The kid's going to be like, oh my God, like, my kid's going to have, like, issues anyway because I'm yelling at them about depression.
But, Mom, there's no one riding bikes. Ride it yourself.
Learn to be alone.
if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you jump off it too? I hate that. Mom always used to say that.
Yeah.
But it just has nothing to do with it. Of course I wouldn't do that.
That is a moot point. Okay. Oh my God, we've gone off the rails. This is a fun podcast though. I think late at night for me might be the key.
Yeah, I like late at night.
Okay, the other thing, Lil Nas X had a wardrobe malfunction. He ripped his pants.
He played it off well, though. He did a good job.
He had a video of himself, like, laughing at himself, right? That was the thing.
Yep.
Yeah, so he ripped his pants on stage. That's funny. He seems like a cool dude. So that'll kind of lead us in. I don't have any other hot topics. I didn't talk about the dummy of the day.
Okay, real quick.
No, because then it'll be... It's happening now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's happening now. I'm going to do it real quick. We don't have much new music. J. Cole stole the show.
J. Cole. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, exactly. So I am the dummy of the day. I'm supposed to go to Mexico. I still have to cancel my flight. I'm supposed to go to Mexico on Sunday for a work conference.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to be in Puerto Vallarta. And in my head, I thought that my passport didn't expire until next year, but I didn't take into account COVID year because that year didn't exist in my head.
Oh, so you can't go now because of the passport?
My passport expired January 2021.
Sheesh.
And I am the dummy. It's my fault. I never do things like this. I always check everything ahead of time. And in my head, I was so certain. I didn't even look at it. All I had to do was look at it a couple months ago. I could have gotten it in time. Would have been fine.
Man.
I didn't look at it till a week before. And guess what? You can't get a passport in a week. You could, actually, pre-COVID. You could get one in 24 hours if you paid, like, a premium fee. But in COVID, I called every private company. I called the federal agency in New York City. I'm like, if New York can't do it, no place can do it.
Facts.
Like, D.C. can't even do it. If New York can't do it, D.C. can't do it. And I'm not taking a friggin' Acela train to D.C. just to get this friggin' passport. So... they have no appointments available. I called all these private companies. They're like, we can't even do it anymore because of COVID. Our quickest time is 4 weeks. And I was like, this is insane. And they're like, our business is hurting. Like, they're just getting mad at me. And I'm like, dude, I need a passport in literally 72 hours.
I don't care about your damn business. I need this damn passport.
Yeah.
I'm going to Mexico.
And then I even went on Twitter and talked to TSA. Very responsive on Twitter if you have questions. I have an incoming call, so I'll wrap this up. and so I tweeted with TSA. I was like, can I travel with an expired passport if I have like a social card, if I have a birth certificate? I'll bring all the shit. Like I'll bring my house, you know, like here's all my things. Mm-hmm. This is who I am. And they're like, honestly, in the US, you could probably leave the US with an expired passport, but the problem would be Mexico just wouldn't let me in. Like, I wouldn't get through customs. Mm. And then if I did, they might not let me leave. And I didn't want to get stuck in Mexico. So, and Mexico's like state, like extreme COVID right now. So it could be a blessing in disguise. But yeah, so I'm not going to Mexico. And that sucks. And I'm the dummy.
Yeah, especially you're going to Puerto Vallarta. That sucks.
Because that is a nice, nice beach town.
It was a, for neuroscience?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was going to be on the beach literally all week.
And you didn't check your passport. It's the number one rule. See, this sucks because you can drive into Mexico and not have a passport. You just have your birth certificate. So, like, if you drive in and then drive back, you don't have to have a passport.
How far is Puerto Vallarta from you? I'll fly to LA.
Way too far.
Way too far.
I don't even think it's like drivable.
Oh. Like, we could go down.
No, I think it's like a 4-day adventure.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's super far.
It's that far in. Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I know Cabo is really far.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well, I almost had a plan. I was like, but yeah, so, I mean, there was a chance. I could have taken a chance with an expired passport, but you don't really want to chance those things in another country.
Yeah. No, because you don't want to get stuck there, and then how are you going to get back, and then you got to...
I think what would have happened is I would have gotten to Mexico and they just wouldn't have let me in, and then I would have been even more mad.
Yeah, then you can't go back because they're like, yeah, you can't go back. You can't come in though. You get to sit right here.
Yeah, it's, well, isn't that a movie about that? Like, yeah, that, and that's because his passport expired.
Yeah, they made a whole movie about it. You can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. He literally, like, he couldn't go to the embassy. Like, he couldn't leave. Like, he was, like, in some catch-22. It was crazy.
Crazy!
Yeah. So I'm not trying to have that life happen. So I'm stuck in America, and then I was supposed to travel to Amsterdam in July. That conference got moved to Denver because everything's still bad, like, everywhere else, so it sucks, and I'm sad, but it's okay. Moving on.
Well, sometimes it sucks.
Everyone check your passport. Check your passport right now, everyone.
Everyone, make sure you're ready to leave. Yeah, if you're leaving the country.
We're going to be traveling next year, I guess, out of the country, not this year. So if you're, you know, just be prepared.
Get them passports. It takes like 8 years to get a passport now. So.
Yeah, it does. 12 weeks, like 3 months. Like, bro, what are you doing?
Just print my fucking passport. Like, just give me a stamp. And like, why do they have to print a new one?
Also, it's not a new passport. It's a renewal. I've been an American citizen my whole life. Nothing has changed. I'm not married. Like, this is crazy. Anyway.
You should just be able to get a stamp that says, you are good. Good for travel.
These should not expire, to be honest with you. It should be like a social security card.
Yeah, why does it... I don't know.
Why do licenses expire? I have a lot of questions.
Because it's a money thing. Because they want to make more money. It's like you have to buy fucking registration every year. I mean, that I kind of understand because you can have...
Well, yeah, that's a car. Yeah, that's a car.
Yeah, but you have to pay. It's
but like, license and passport should not expire.
No. No. Well, right. License maybe just because, sorry. License maybe just because if you get it when you're 18 and then when you're like 65, they can't even recognize a person. So,
yeah. That's true. I guess, I don't know.
Who cares?
I don't know how to make laws. I don't care. Okay. I don't care.
J. Cole dropped an album. It's really good. That's all we got.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to, we've already overdone ourselves.
Yeah, J. Cole, great album. Olivia Rodrigo, I heard was a great album.
I didn't listen to her album. I listened to a couple songs. It's, you know, super just love songs. Then she's sad and she hates men. It's like, yep. Taylor Swift, kind of, but like the new version of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we got Marshmello and the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really all the big ones.
Yeah.
Hope we're not missing anybody.
No, Lil Nas X had another song.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the main people were Olivia Rodrigo and J. Cole. I listened to the whole J. Cole album. It was good.
Really good. Yeah. Loved it. All right, well, we've been here too long. Sorry for taking all your time up. If you're still with us, we appreciate that. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun today. Peace.
You gotta recover.